Well, Google released its list of the year's most popular searches this week, and at the top of the list, Pokemon Go. Susan Kadrecha is one of Google's search trends experts. She joins us from Mountain View, California, by Google Hangouts, of course. Susan, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
And Pokemon Go, I have to say I was a little surprised to see that, given all the other things that happened this year between the U.S. election and Brexit and everything else. But how many searches did it actually get?
So, you know, it's really interesting to see this. This is an annual thing that we do every year to kind of measure what was hot in the year past. And what we're looking is actually not quantity of searches, but it's actually the highest spike of search interest over a sustained period of time as compared to 2015. So it really is those huge spikes. So like you said, something like Pokemon Go may seem very surprising. I'll admit that I was a little surprised myself, but there was such an insane interest for this game that people, of course, were playing on their phones trying to catch Pokemon. It kind of just took over this summer, and that high spike has brought it to the number one spot.
Well, and in the U.S., the number one spot went to Powerball, right?
Yes, yes, correct. Here in the U.S., Powerball was the top spot. And like you said, it's that incredibly high spike that we saw last January, where we had that unprecedented Powerball jackpot, which rose to more than $1.6 billion. And it's really interesting to see. I'm not sure if people out there were more interested in trying their luck at the lottery, but it was definitely the year for Powerball here in the U.S.
And in Australia, and this might be a little embarrassing to some people in the United States, the top search was U.S. elections. So they're searching for the elections. We're searching for the Powerball numbers. What else was big? What stood out to you on the lists?
So interestingly, I mean, I was surprised here in the U.S., you can see that actually the 8th, 9th, and 10th search queries were actually Trump, election, and Hillary Clinton across the board here in the U.S. And I was surprised to see that those, you know, not that they were on the list, but they were closer to the bottom. And I think what was interesting for the election, particularly, we saw a huge spike in interest for how to register to vote. A lot of questions around trying to understand the distinction between the Electoral College and the popular vote. We got a ton of queries around that. So not necessarily the content, but the questions I thought were really interesting and insightful. People trying to understand the political process.
Something else on the list, and this happens every year. There are these things on the list that I have never even heard of before, but one of them this year was Slither.io or Slither.io. What is that?
Yes. So Slither.io, it's actually a search URL for a game where a sort of a snake-like creature competes for food. So this may, you may remember that game actually on a much older version of a phone that you just play called Snake, but it's a really interesting story to see, you know, how much an app can just explode overnight and then even land in the middle of the top U.S. list.
And when you look at other things related to technology, obviously we mentioned Pokemon Go, but what else was up there? I know the iPhone 7 was number two searched for thing on the global list.
Yes. I mean, so technology, you know, especially consumer technology is always going to be an interesting list for us. And I think, you know, we were happy to see that people were searching for the Pixel as well, which came in at number five. But yes, I mean, iPhone is always going to be something that people are looking for. There's always such a demand for it. People want to know the latest and greatest consumer technology, especially more than anything, their phones.
What about other news events beside the election? What else came up?
So globally, we saw that number one is, of course, the U.S. election, which I was very interested to see. It's always interesting to see that globally, you know, here in the U.S., that this really does radiate interest in other countries as well. Number two, I don't think this will come as a surprise, is actually the Olympics. You know, of course, that global news moment, you know, all eyes were on Rio this summer. And we saw that sort of filter and pop into other categories as well. Number three was actually Brexit. And I think that, you know, that actually appeared on the U.S. list as well. People were asking, what is Brexit? Number four, actually, was the Orlando shooting globally, which I think is really telling that these, you know, these horrible incidents that happen, you know, that they pick up a lot of news and a lot of interest in other places as well. And then number five, rounding out that list for global news, is actually the Zika virus.
Well, one more thing I want to ask you about, and you guys look at all kinds of different categories of searches and break them down, and we'll link people to that at hereandnow.org, but drinks is up there, and the different cocktails that people are searching for, I guess sangria in the U.S. is what people are looking at.
You know, it's always fun to see the top search drinks because it sort of like gives you a sense of what people are interested in consuming. I think food is always going to be a cool one. And actually, speaking of that, there's a really cool list that I wanted to quickly cover is actually the calorie searches. This is something that we look at particularly here in the U.S. That number one is actually people were searching for Big Mac. I feel like whether you're at a restaurant or the grocery store, you have the ability to know exactly what you're consuming and if that's a good choice.
Usually deciding that it's not a good choice after looking up the calories.
Right. I feel like if you're looking up the calorie, you may be concerned about it, in which case it may not be the good decision. But for those of you out there here in the U.S., there are 563 calories in a Big Mac. And that was the number one calorie search this year.
That's Susan Kadrecha with Google Search Trends. And again, we'll link you at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.